share your name. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, welcoming each and every one of you to the call this morning. We thank you so, so much for joining us this morning, and we'd like to go before the Lord in prayer. I thank you, God, for this beautiful day that you have made. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. Lord, we come before you lifting you up, praising your name, and thanking you for every good and wonderful thing that you have done, are doing, and will do in our lives. We thank you for your presence on this call this morning. We ask you to touch each and every caller. Touch their hearts, Lord Jesus. Open up their ears and their hearts to receive the word that's coming forth this morning. We ask you to bless Artists International, the company that has brought us together, to be able to share on this call this morning and be able to learn more about your word to strengthen us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for that company. We thank you for Pastor P.K. Roberts and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon for their obedience to your word to say yes and to start this call and to just gel us all together. We just thank you, Lord, for their wisdom and their obedience to you. We thank you for each and every caller on this line, Lord Jesus. We ask you to come in, anoint every caller on this line, Lord Jesus. Bless each and every one of them. Anoint their business, Lord Jesus. Help their business to grow. And those that do not have business, just help them to grow in you, Lord. We ask you to let us all be ministers in the marketplace, shining our lights, drawing others to your name. This we ask in your mighty, matchless name, Jesus, and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Amen and amen. And now I will turn this call over to our host this morning, our beautiful heavenly host. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Brenda, and I love you so much. I love this entire TMC family, and God bless each and every one of you.
Amen, and we love you too, Minister Jackie. God bless you, and thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning on this fresh, blessed Monday morning, and we give God glory for you. And good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I, along with Minister Jackie, say welcome to the Master's Call, which is our telecommunication sanctuary. And if this is your very first time on the call, we give you a special welcome. And if you don't know anything about this call, let me tell you that this call was started back in October 2010 by our two co-founders, and they are blessed and highly favored. We thank God for them, and they are none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. We're so grateful that the call was based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So with that in mind, you know that God has planned for you to have a delightful day, and we started off here at the Master's Call. So invite your family and friends and tell them it's a great way to start their day. Now, we also have a website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there you'll be able to pull up any of the messages, the past messages that we've had since 2010, as well as the bios of our speakers. They're there. So I love the part where you go to it and you'll see where we have a theme for the year. And it is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Through me, God's glory is being seen. And we're so thankful for that thought to dwell on each and every day. Now, if you feel led to be a part of this blessed ministry, such as a greeter, as so kindly as our dear Minister Jackie did, or our host, which is what I'm doing right now, or you might even have a word from God. We want to hear it. Please send that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And you may also have prayer requests or praise reports. We want those as well. Please send them to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon or yours truly will contact you. Now, what knitted us together here is this phenomenal, phenomenal company, which is called Artists International, and we're now under the umbrella of Artists Life, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. We're so excited about what God is doing with this great company where we are helping people to get healthy again. We have items such as the 72-hour weight loss system, the Sweet Balance coffee to help diabetics. We have so many things, and I'm telling you, it is such an awesome privilege to be able to help people get healthy again. If you want to know more about this great company, for one, we have an overview call that you can listen to. It's 641-715-3900, and the PIN is 9044-34#. Again, 641-715-3900-904434#. Or you can get on the new morning motivational call, which is held right after this call. And that number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598#. And you'll get a buffet of wealth of information about this company. Now, today is Inspirational Monday, so you'll also get another blessed word from on high. Now, we're excited because we're in the midst of adding new distributors on. We're in the midst of fast track, and we got Executive Vice President of Sales who is awesome. His name is Mr. Clement Boyd, and he's helping us get to the next level. So with that being said, we're excited about what's going to take place in Houston, Texas, June 10th and 11th, and that'll be our Ignite Conference. So if you want to be a part of that, you can go to events.artistlife.com. That's events.artistlife.com and register. We want to see your face in the place. It will be held at the Sheraton Hotel by the Bush International Airport. So I'm going to get out of the way because I know we have a word from on high this morning. God is so good and has blessed us with a wonderful, wonderful woman of God who is a part of this great part of the Master's Call. And she is none other than Minister Kai Brown. Kai was born in New York City and currently is a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a B.S. degree in electrical engineering in 1996, and she was called into the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God has her, she's been a part of, in a seminary where she received her master's degree as pastoral counselor, and she's got a master's of divinity in pastoral ministry. So God has really richly blessed this lady. Now, and she's working on her PhD. Kai is also in the process of being ordained, and her prayer in focus is to know that God has called her to prayer and to share what he has given her with his people. That's her main focus, is to be obedient to the Lord. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the proud mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher. And he is graduating this year, we cannot believe it, at Central College in Danville, Kentucky. She is an artist distributor and is looking forward to whatever God has for her next. Kai believes that the destination of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God. She also believes that the journey is to be taken as God gives it, because that is God's process of preparation of what he wills in our lives. So I tell you, this woman, I tell you, she's a traveling lady. She's a blessed woman of God. She's always encouraging people, and she gives us little nuggets, I tell you, in her messages. I'm telling you, want to take notes, Get your paper, get your pen out, because you will be blessed by God through this wonderful woman of God. She's our sister, she's our minister, and we introduce to some, present to others, none other than Minister Kai Brown from Norcross, Georgia. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am, my beautiful Mississippi queen. Can you hear me?
I can, woman of God. Please take over the platform. God bless you.
Well, praise God, praise God. I want to first thank Minister Jackie for seating and greeting the people and pressing forward in prayer. And again, to our prayer general, Minister Brenda, for stepping in and hosting this call this morning, always ready in season and out of season. Let me thank and honor the two women of God who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and always, always, always giving the most honor and glory to God and Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, because without him, where would I be? So we're just going to jump right into the word and just hear what thus says the Lord. He is going to move me out of the way and let this be about him. So today's message is going to come from James 3, 2 through 12. And it reads, "For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able to bridle his whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole bodies. Look at a ship. Although they are so large and driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles? And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptiles and creatures of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in his image. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus, no spring can yield both salt water and fresh." So as God was just ministering to my spirit on the untamable tongue, I had to sit back and laugh, because there was a season where God would not allow me to speak anything. You know, I could say good morning, but there were, you know, hello, how you doing, those types of conversations. But I couldn't say anything other than the word of God, because I had the tendency to open up my mouth and set the whole town on fire. Not intentionally or doing it to be evil or ugly, but simply because I was telling my truth. And my truth as a New Yorker can sometimes be harsh. So there was a time when God had to bridle my tongue so that I wouldn't set ablaze fires in places that he was trying to grow, places he was nurturing, places he was developing. But yet one word from me could set it all on fire and tear it all down. So he had me at the point where I could only speak what he said, because I was talking out of both sides of my mouth. One day I was blessing him, praising him, giving him all the glory and honor that he is due. But the next minute I was telling my brothers and sisters how they weren't any good, that they were worthless, that they were useless. But how can I bless God so fervently and so effectively and yet turn around and tear down mankind? That's because the tongue is evil. That's because we, in our natural state, cannot control our tongues. The only way that the tongue can be controlled is if we submit it and surrender it to the Holy Spirit. We have got to purposely surrender our tongues. But if that's what's in your mind, then it's going to come out of your mouth. See, we're going to speak those things that are in our heart. Because the word says, out of the mouth, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So then God had to begin to regulate my heart so that he could regulate my tongue. So I had to renew my mind, and I had to think on these things because the things that I was thinking on were permeating my heart, and therefore it was coming out of my mouth. How many of us speak life into so many other things and then condemn our own artist life business? How many of us take the time to learn and grow and be in the Word of God and then open up our mouths and speak negatively? How many of us just bless the Lord and praise and worship and then step out of the church house and cuss out everybody we see? So that means we have to allow the Holy Spirit that is within us to help us tame our tongue, because we can't do it. So if you will look at Proverbs 12 and 18, reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. See, we have to speak life into situations. I thank you for that one, Father. That one was specifically for me. We have to speak life into a situation. And we can't speak life if we don't have life within us. If we haven't meditated on the word of life, which is God's word, day and night. If we haven't studied to show ourselves approved, we can't then tame this wild beast that is our tongue. We end up saying all kinds of things. And then you got to turn around and repent and ask for forgiveness. And then you got to go to your brother and say, oh, I'm so sorry. There are extra steps that we put ourselves through if we do not allow our tongue to be tamed by the Holy Spirit. James 1 and 26 says, if anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. So that means if we're around talking willy-nilly, saying whatever comes to mind, but yet we claim to be servants of the Most High God, then we are lying to ourselves. Think about that. Do we really want to walk around deceiving ourselves because we don't surrender and submit our tongue to the Holy Spirit? Do we honestly want to bless God and then curse that man that is made in his image? You know, that one that was talking about you yesterday, hurt your feelings, tore you down, walked away from you, left you alone. Hurt you to the core. So you ain't got nothing good to say about them. But instead, if we speak life and we pray for those people instead of allowing our mouths to speak ill of them, then we have gained so much more, because then we are walking out God's plan and not our own. Proverbs 18:21, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat the fruit. So you have a choice to make today. Are you going to choose to speak life? Are you going to choose to allow your tongue to be tamed? Are you going to choose to surrender your mouth to God? Or are you going to choose to do it your way? We have a choice to make. Are we going to edify and build the body of Christ? Or are we going to set the field ablaze with our tongue? We have a choice to make. Are we going to choose to follow God and keep our mouths shut until He gives us utterance? Or are we going to choose to serve ourselves and tell people what we think and tell them how we feel? Now, there's a way to do all of those things while yet serving God and keeping our tongue. God didn't say we can't share what we feel, but there is a way in which we can do that, which will honor God. It's okay to tell people they hurt you. It's okay to tell them how you feel. But there's a way to do that, a way which is not attacking their personhood, a way that does not tear them down, a way that helps them see the error of their way. See, but generally when we go to tell people what we think, we're doing it from a place of hurt instead of a place of health. We're doing it from that place that just, we've not quite surrendered. There was a time for me, because I had an issue with my mouth. Some days I still have to tell myself, shut up, Kai, because you are going to miss it if you don't. See, my biggest fear now is missing God and being out of alignment with what He says about my life. So sometimes that means that, as Dr. Vanessa will tell you, you have to follow the SUM principle, that shut up ministry. Sometimes we have to just say, okay, God, I know if I open my mouth right now, it's not going to be good. I'm not going to say anything that's edifying. I'm not going to say anything that builds the body of Christ. I know I'm going to tear it down. So help me to bridle my tongue. I have to submit my mouth to God every day. You know, y'all probably don't have those same issues that I have, but I have to submit it. Every morning I get up, I ask God to let me speak only that which He desires me to speak. Do I miss it some days? Absolutely. But that is my desire, because my desire is to serve Him fully. And unless I surrender my tongue to Him, then I can't do that. I can't truly and honestly say that I am serving Him fully if I'm speaking life out of one side and death out of the other. Because that's confusion. And as we know, the Word says God is not the author of confusion. So I have to honestly and earnestly, and we all do, we have to honestly and earnestly turn our mouths over to God. Now the question is, are you willing to do so? Proverbs 21 and 23 says, whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. It can't get any more plain than that. God couldn't make it any more clear than if you keep your mouth and tongue, you stay out of trouble. Ephesians 4 and 29, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear it. Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. See, you let them have it, and then they let you have it, and that's the vicious cycle. It keeps going on and on. But we have a choice to make as to what we are going to do with our tongues. I'm going to leave you with this last scripture, Psalms 141:3. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the doors of my lips. Now, that is exactly what I pray each morning. So we need to make sure we're speaking life into our business and not death. That we're speaking life into the body, God, and not death. That we're speaking life into Artists International and not death. And if you cannot speak life, then just ask God to hold your tongue. He will. So speak life. Choose today to speak life and not death. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Minister Kai, for that profound message this morning. We definitely needed that. And I so glorify God for you. And I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction after these few announcements. But first, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we say you are our shepherd. You're our deliverer. You're our sustainer. And we thank you, Father, that you are our everything. Lord God, we come to you with bowed heads and humble hearts to say, Lord, that we need you. Please direct our paths. Please direct our mouths, Lord God. As the speaker, Minister Kai, has told us, Lord, to watch our tongue, that the life and death is in the power of the tongue. And Father God, with that being said, Lord God, we know that we can speak life. We know that through you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So, Father God, we thank you for Minister Kai. We thank you for blessing her, for keeping her, Lord God, pour virtues of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and all that she needs, Lord God, and plus some, Father. Back into her heart, her mind, and her spirit, man, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for strengthening her and keeping her, oh God. We thank you for blessing her going out and blessing her coming in from this day forth, even forevermore. And her son, Christopher, Lord God, as he ends his season, Lord God, in college years, Father God, we thank you that you have direction for him and that you're keeping him, Father, and that you have a plan for him and that his plan will be fulfilled to the fullest, oh God. We thank you, Father, that your glory will be instilled in him like never before. Father God, we thank you for every person on this call. We ask that you continue to bless them, Father God. Keep them in perfect peace. And those, Lord, that are in artist business, Father, we know that we're going to have new leaders, Lord God, new advisors, new coordinators, new supervisors, new managers, Lord God, new presidents, from the president up to the diamond president. We decreeing and declaring even platinum president, Father. We thank you that you have raised up a generation that will obey you and that will go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for our bereaved families, Lord God, for keeping them, for strengthening them, Father. Jackie Henderson and her family, Father, for the loss of her cousin, Father. Sharon Stowers and her family, Father God, and for the homegoing of her mother-in-law, Father. Rainey Henry, for the homegoing of her husband, Father, and her family. We ask that you continue to put your arms around them, sustain them, and keep them, Lord. Let them know that you're there. We thank you for blessing those that, like our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we thank you, Father, that you blessed her safe travels going to and from Jackson, Mississippi, and she celebrated her niece's graduation, Father God. We thank you for keeping Dr. P.K. Roberts, Father, as you are restoring her mind, body, and spirit, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing for her. We thank you for Benita's mother and Benita, Lord God, for keeping them, Lord God, and her mother's being restored from surgery, Father God. We thank you for Kendra Carter for keeping her in perfect peace, Lord, as her mind is stayed on you. We thank you for the artist family, Lord God, the Diaz de Leon family and all that are part of it, Clement Boyd and all the leaders, and even as Artists Ignite conferences are taking place, Father God, we thank you in advance for blessing them like never before. As we end this month, Father God, we know that your hands are in our hearts, that your hands are on us, Father, that we will go forth to do the work that you call us to do, and we glorify you for doing it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, to hear the playback of this powerful message, I know you want to hear it. Go back to 712-432-1085. The pen is 957-677-POUND. And remember, the new morning motivational call is coming up next. You want to hear the inspirational Monday to get our week started. That number is 641-715-3865. The pen is 539-598-POUND. Well, I want to say thank you, Jackie Henderson, Minister Jackie Henderson, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with that sultry voice, and we glorify God for you, and our prayers are continued with you, and we thank you, Minister Kai Brown, as you have given us this word to start our week, to watch what we say. Our words are powerful, and with that in mind, would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, I will, Minister Brenda. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you so much simply because you are God all by yourself. And without you and without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where will we be? Now, we submit our tongues to you. We submit every word that we speak, every thought that we think, and we will speak them only through the lens and love of Jesus Christ. Lord, and as we leave this call, but never your presence, we ask that you keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on you. We ask a special blessing over Artists International and our artist distributorships, Lord. Continue to show us the path. Give us the direction. Be the head, O Heavenly Father. We surrender and submit it all to you. It's in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, have a great day and go out and be those fabulous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.